Hi, this is Jackie Chan. What?
Hi, this is Jackie Chan. More of Mojo in the Morning is next.
More of Mojo in the...
In the morning.
Mojo. More of the Mojo.
More,
in the,
more of Mojo in the
more.
Morning.
Yeah, more of a Mojo in the Morning is next.
Channel 955. Now, another world-famous Mojo in the Morning phone scam.
Hello?
Hello, is Pat there, please?
Who?
Pat?
Yeah, hold on.
Thanks.
Hello?
Yeah, hello, Pat.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Theodore Fred from Southridge Condos.
Yeah.
I'm calling about the big move on Monday. I think we might need to move it up till tomorrow morning.
I think you got the wrong number.
Is this Pat?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they talked to you about the Monday, all the work we're doing?
No.
We have to move it up till tomorrow now.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The walls? They didn't tell you about what we're doing with the walls?
No.
We've had several complaints about black mold found in the condo's walls. And is the apartment above you, the neighbor upstairs?
The neighbor upstairs told me something about she had a leak or something. I don't know nothing about nothing. Nobody called me about nothing.
Oh, well, I apologize for that. I could fill you in now then, because it's a big mess. I guess the leak caused a black mold, and it was, you know, in the walls, which I don't know. It doesn't mean anything to you. It probably doesn't mean anything to me either, but I guess it's very unhealthy to breathe in. There's, like, dangerous spores and stuff that can come out of that black mold. And there needs to be an investigation done. We're going to have to come down. We're going to be knocking down a few walls, and we got to tear out some of that stuff and redo the plaster. And
wait a second. You're not doing it in my condo.
Well, unfortunately, because of the leak, it all dripped down the walls, so we got to tear out the walls and yours and the neighbors upstairs.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, see, somebody was supposed to call you and tell you we're coming in. You're supposed to know on Monday you're supposed to move out for 2 weeks.
Oh, there's no way. I can't move out.
Well,
there's no way. I'm sorry.
Well, it's only 2 weeks till we get it done.
But I don't have nowhere to go, Matt, sir.
Well, unfortunately, you can't be breathing in this stuff. It's going to be pretty dangerous. Plus, all the workers will be walking around, you know, spackling and painting.
Oh, no, coming to my place and messing my place up. My walls are fine in my bedroom. I have no leaks or nothing.
See, well, it's all inside the walls. And this is what concerns me, is that no one called you to tell you about this because... Really, you shouldn't even be around breathing that stuff.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, my neighbor never said nothing to me about nothing.
Elaine never told you to hold a wet rag to your nose and mouth when you're breathing if you're just sitting around the house?
I never talked to no Elaine.
And she should have told you also...
My neighbor, I talk to my neighbor upstairs every day. She never said nothing to me.
I'm really upset now. Elaine obviously didn't call you guys.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm furious. I have nowhere to go.
Do you have any...
And I'm not moving out of here. I'm sorry.
Well, it's only temporary, and then
I don't have nowhere to go, sir.
Well, we'll be cleaning everything up when we're done.
I don't have nowhere to go.
Well, maybe we can work on that and help you find somewhere. You haven't had any trouble breathing or anything, have you?
No.
Any rashes?
No.
Acne?
No.
No sniffles or anything?
No.
Excessive hair growth?
No.
I
need to get a hold of my neighbor.
I know. Do you have any pets?
No, you must have the wrong building.
This is 61.
What?
This is Pat, right?
Yeah, but you got the wrong thing. I've talked to my neighbor. She never said nothing to me about it.
Well, I'll tell you who we can talk to then. We'll give a buzz to Jenny, your daughter, because she set us up to give you a call, and you've been the victim of a phone scam. Pat?
Oh, no.
Did she hang up?
Dead silence.
Okay, so. Call her back. Okay. Call her quick. Call her quick.
There is no dialing quick on this bad phone system. Let's see if we can get through to her before she gets through to her daughter.
That guy comes to get us.
God help her daughter right now.
Yeah, am I on the radio?
Hi, Pat.
Hey, Pat?
You know what? My daughter better find another babysitter. Jenny, you no longer have a babysitter. You better start going to one of these search shops.
That sounds like a serious threat.
Hey, oh, it is.
Pat, you just been the victim of a Mojo in the Morning phone scam.
Ha, ha, ha. I think I hear Jen in the background.
Pat, say hi to Jenny.
Hello, Jenny.
Yeah, hi.
You no longer got a babysitter. I just have another daycare, sweetie. You will never do this to me again. Laugh all you want. I hope you think it's a big joke. Because my last resort was going to live with my daughter.
We will scam you.
home of the phone scams. This is Mojo in the Morning on Channel 955.